WML News at 7. Good morning. I'm Heather Curtis. President Trump's longtime friend, Roger Stone, will not be going to prison next Tuesday as planned. Yesterday, the president commuted his more than 3-year sentence.
Stone was convicted of lying about his work as a go-between for the Trump campaign to WikiLeaks in 2016, but he was also found guilty of witness tampering for telling an associate to pull a Frank Pentangeli. That's a reference to a Godfather II movie character who suddenly can't testify against his boss at a congressional hearing. Stone and his friends have been publicly lobbying for a Trump pardon, including pleas on Fox News. However, the president commuted the sentence, sparing him the potential of 3 more years in jail. Stone recently has claimed it would be dangerous for him to be in prison, being susceptible to coronavirus. Bob Costantini, Washington.
While Stone won't be serving prison time, President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, is back in federal prison.
In Otisville, New York, after being moved from the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. His lawyer claims the president's former attorney is being held in a 14-day solitary confinement because of the coronavirus pandemic. Cohen had been released from prison early because of concerns over coronavirus, and he was serving out the remainder of his 3-year sentence at home, but he was recently spotted at a restaurant with his wife and another couple. Cohen's lawyer claims he was brought back to prison because he wouldn't sign an agreement saying he would not talk to reporters or publish a tell-all book before the end of his sentence. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
A second man is in jail on murder charges connected to the fatal shooting of an 11-year-old boy in Southeast D.C. on the 4th of July. The child was struck in the crossfire when police say 5 men started shooting nearby. Yesterday, D.C. police arrested 22-year-old Christian Wingfield for his alleged role in shooting Davon McNeil in the head last Saturday. The child's grandfather says he was on his aunt's doorstep getting a cell phone charger his mother needed for a Stop the Violence cookout when he was hit. 18-year-old Daryl Bond was arrested on murder charges Thursday. Police continue to search for 19-year-old Carlo General and 25-year-old Marcel Gordon, who were also charged with Davon's murder. A Maryland man is one of 2 people to plead guilty in a plot to firebomb a Nebraska pharmacy to benefit their own online black market drug.
Prosecutors in Virginia federal court say 32-year-old William Burgamy of Hanover, Maryland, ran a website called NeverPressedRx that sold oxycodone and other drugs over the dark net. His supplier was a 41-year-old pharmacist, Hyron Wilson of Auburn, Nebraska. The two admitted to conspiring to blow up a competing pharmacy in Wilson's town so Wilson's pharmacy would pick up more business and he could illegally funnel even more drugs to the dark net operation without attracting the suspicion of regulators. Maria Lee, Fund WMAL and WMAL.com.
In sports, the National Hockey League will drop the puck with a 5-game schedule of Stanley Cup qualifiers on Saturday, August 1st. The National Hockey League Players Association and NHL ratified a 4-year extension of the collective bargaining agreement and a return to play plan yesterday. The Caps will begin the 24-game playoff with a game August 3rd against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
It's everything you need to know, Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with Dave Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home. Hear The Wise Investor at 9, Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at 11, Purity Products at 2, Mortgage Radio at 3, Real Estate Today at 7, and at 9 p.m., it's Lawyer in Your Corner with Ryan Wilson on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Ad sponsored by Open Jar Concepts. Attention, this is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call us now at 800-462-2033. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-462-2033. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-462-2033. Again, 800-462-2033.
WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic still moving at a good pace this morning along the Capitol Beltway on 95 in Maryland in Laurel. To keep in mind, there is some bridge inspection work taking place northbound at the Patuxent River Bridge, a little north of 198, affecting the left lane, but so far that is not causing any delays. Traveling in Virginia on 66, they are doing some utility work until about 10:30 this morning on eastbound 66 between US 15 and Haymarket and the Prince William Parkway along the left side, and westbound between Business 234 and the Prince William Parkway along the right side. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
The heat wave rolls on today, day number 16 in a row with temperatures in the 90s. Expect highs in the lower 90s this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Some isolated showers could pop up between 1 and 7 o'clock. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the 60s in the suburbs, lower 70s downtown. Your Sunday, partly cloudy, not quite as humid. Storms possible late, mainly after 7 o'clock, highs in the lower 90s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Lee in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Did your son struggle with the online learning our area schools offered? Let's be honest. Depending on mom or dad to help explain physics, not always the best way to learn. Hi, it's Vince Colonnaise, and I want to tell you about Fork Union Military Academy. Located in Central Virginia, Fork Union is the nation's leading college preparatory military boarding school, offering top-notch academics and athletics for young men in grades 7 through 12. At Fork Union, they emphasize the core values like respect, integrity, faith, character, and discipline. And right now, they're accepting a limited number of fall enrollments with single room occupancy for a safe on-campus educational learning experience guaranteed to help your son achieve success. For decades, Fork Union has proven that smaller classes, personal accountability, and mandatory study periods work to help your son achieve his full potential. Most impressive about Fork Union, 100% of their graduating seniors gain college acceptance. For fall enrollment details and to learn about their enhanced safety protocols, visit ForkUnion.com. That's ForkUnion.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. It's always great to have John Gizzi bring us up to speed on the late breaking news on a Friday evening, and a couple of major stories on Friday. John, let's start with the one people may have missed if they tuned out around dinner time last night. That is the commuting of the sentence of Roger Stone by President Trump. Now, we know the Democrats are going to have a field day with this, claiming cronyism and everything else, but there's a little more to it than that, I believe.
There certainly is. First, for those who have let Roger Stone Jr. drift from their consciousness, an update. He is a longtime Republican political operative going back to the Nixon days and most recently a confidant of Donald Trump. He was a key advisor in the 2016 presidential campaign of the president and one who the president considers a personal friend. He was also one of six Trump associates targeted by special prosecutor Robert Mueller. And in the end, he was charged with obstruction of justice and witness tampering, threatening a witness. He recently filed an appeal on this, and his appeal was slapped down, as was the motion to stay out of prison. Now, when one thinks that this is just a case of Trump cronyism and the president bailing out his pal, think again. Roger Stone is 67 years old. He was headed to a prison in Georgia. The Attorney General has recently announced that the prison population would be diminished because the close quarters raise the odds on coronavirus, hence the idea of letting the prisons simmer down a little bit and bringing out their population. This was the basis for Mr. Stone trying to avoid prison at this time. The odds were strong on him catching the coronavirus and at his age possibly being in the fatality column. In any event, Roger Stone was bailed out by the president, and one could almost call it under the circumstances a mercy grant. For its part, the White House said, and I quote, This was an unjust sentence, and the president was pleased not only to commute Roger Stone's sentence, but to personally call his friend and let him know. I assume Roger Stone was very grateful.
And the other big news story on Friday in terms of policy, the president, in an interview with Telemundo, talked about an executive order on immigration, and it deals with the Dreamers. There's a little bit of confusion around it. So, John, help us understand what the president is saying.
Well, the president wanted to scrap the DACA program, that is the Dreamers altogether. The Dreamers are those who are the small children of people who came to the United States illegally, and many, certainly former President Obama, argued that they should not be blamed for the actions of their parents, and he issued orders protecting the Dreamers within the United States. Now, initially, President Trump tried to get rid of the Obama DACA program, which protects the Dreamers. He was unable to do so, but the Dreamers are still locked in a limbo in the United States as, in court, battles about their status still rage. Finally, the president said at Telemundo that he was going to issue an executive order that would protect the Dreamers while they were here. And would this in turn would lead to a path for citizenship. Now, normally in the political rhetoric and parlance of 2020, what that means when one says path to citizenship is the A word, amnesty. The White House has immediately denied this is going to be an amnesty, that the president would create a merit-based panel and work with Congress to streamline immigration and allow people to come to this country on the basis of our needs and not so much on the basis of anyone just trying to come to our shores.
So this could win some points for Donald Trump among Hispanic voters, but, you know, he's been pretty hardline on the immigration issue. Could it hurt him with conservative voters?
It certainly could, Rick. The president is a base politician. Now, remember, he was greeting Hispanic businessmen. He invited them to be as tough on him as they wanted to be, and they were. And then he was interviewed by Telemundo, a Spanish language station. So, all told, the president abandoned his base temporarily to address the audience that he was dealing with for the past 2 days. My guess is that some of the president's strongest supporters in the hardline anti-immigration community are going to let their feelings be known, and we'll hear from them shortly.
John, there are a number of books floating around out there that are not particularly favorable to the president, including John Bolton's book. You wrote an article at Newsmax, headline, "Pompeo Still Trump's Most Trusted, Despite Bolton Claims." And you got a lot of play on that article.
I certainly did. John Bolton, who never got along with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo while he was in the National Security Council office, tried to get a little revenge in his book, The Room Where It Happened. Basically, he said that Mike Pompeo privately disagreed and mocked the president's key initiatives, notably his efforts to have an outreach to North Korea and its strongman ruler, Kim Jong-un. Now, of course, we all know that President Trump does not like hearing his close associates belittle him or try to undercut him, and it was thought that this would damage the capital that Mike Pompeo enjoys as a top advisor and indeed the most powerful Secretary of State since Henry Kissinger. Well, the fact is that so much of what Bolton said, according to trusted sources, is fabrication, pure and simple. Mike Pompeo did not belittle the president's initiatives, and indeed, he remains today an influential advisor to the president. Many believe that his advice on foreign policy resonates the most and that he is a key architect of the Trump doctrine. John Bolton, his credibility, associates say, is damaged by the fact that he could never accept that someone else was Secretary of State. As one senior administration official who requested anonymity told this reporter, he so wanted to guide foreign policy and have his own Bolton policy that he had his own press secretary, his own airplane, and attempted to be his own Secretary of State. The conclusion is that Mike Pompeo is stronger than ever, and that John Bolton will not be believed at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue because, as several sources say, the president hates Bolton's guts.
How does he really feel? We'll continue our conversation with John Gizzi because there is a Kennedy in the race, and yes, a member of the Kennedy family in the race in New Jersey for the Congress in the fall. We'll get into that next, John Gizzi, but first, check of the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Maryland, a couple of work zones to watch out for. On northbound 95 at the Patuxent River Bridge, there is left lane construction there. They're doing some bridge inspection work, so do watch out for that. Also, a heads up now, if you're traveling on 32 in both directions between Telegraph Road and Sappington Station Road, do watch out for periodic closures of the roadway. Watch for the direction around that work zone. Traffic is a bit slow through that area. Traveling on the Capitol Beltway, everything is moving at speed, and no delays so far on 270 between Gaithersburg and the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
The heat wave rolls on today, day number 16 in a row with temperatures in the 90s. Expect highs in the lower 90s this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Some isolated showers could pop up between 1 and 7 o'clock. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the 60s in the suburbs, lower 70s downtown. For your Sunday, partly cloudy, not quite as humid. Storms possible late, mainly after 7 o'clock, highs in the lower 90s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Leggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
75 degrees in the nation's capital, 718 on the Saturday morning update on WMAL. The Saturday morning update continues. I'm Rick Fowler. Our conversation with John Gizzi continues. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Who'd have thunk that the New Jersey 2nd Congressional District would become maybe one of the most interesting races to watch this fall?
Certainly, and that's because of a name, Kennedy. Amy Kennedy, the wife of former Congressman Patrick Kennedy of Rhode Island and the daughter-in-law of the late Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts, won the Democratic nomination for Congress in the Atlantic City-based 2nd District of the Garden State. She rolled up a big margin over the establishment-backed candidate, and now she faces the congressman increasingly called the Democrats' number two target of 2020, Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Van Drew was a Democrat himself until earlier this year when he switched to the Republican Party. This was shortly after becoming one of two Democrats to oppose the impeachment of Donald Trump. He also pledged his undying support for President Trump, and Democrats pledged their undying support for a candidate to defeat him. Now, it used to be said that Kennedys can't lose. Brothers Jack, Robert, and Ted Kennedy, between them, never lost a general election in their careers. John Kennedy became the first Catholic president at age 43, and both he and Brother Bobby got to the Senate by taking out popular Republican opponents. That was then, and this is now. The fact is that the name has lost a little bit of its currency over the years. In New England, where I'm from, Kennedys have been elected in Rhode Island and Connecticut and, of course, in Massachusetts, where Congressman Joe Kennedy is very likely to win a Senate seat this year. But outside of New England, the Kennedys aren't doing so well. They've lost major races for Congress and for governor. And in Illinois, Chris Kennedy, one of Robert Kennedy's 11 children, placed third in the Democratic primary for governor 2 years ago. He only carried two counties in the state. And now Amy Kennedy has her crack at it in New Jersey. This is a race we're sure to watch, if for no other reason, to see how the Kennedys fare.
Now, she's an honorary Kennedy because she is the daughter-in-law of Ted Kennedy and the wife of Patrick Kennedy. So she's not an authentic 100% Kennedy.
No, but again, she carries that name, and that is what is sure to attract the attention of the national media. That and the fact that Jeff Van Drew is a major target of the Democratic Party for being what they consider a turncoat to Trump.
John, you wrote a story earlier in the week, headline, Columbus supporters vow to fight assault on statues. With these comments from Nancy Pelosi this week, I would say that she's not necessarily going to be involved in protecting any Columbus statues anytime soon. Here's what she had to say in a press conference about the statue of Christopher Columbus being torn down in Baltimore.
If the community doesn't want the statue there, the statue shouldn't be there. But I don't care that much about statues.
And here's a follow-up question at that press conference pointing out that the Columbus statue was torn down by a mob and not removed by a vote from the community.
Shouldn't that be done by a commission or the city council, not a mob in the middle of the night throwing it into the harbor?
People will do what they do.
John, you've studied this story pretty closely. You've seen the feelings of a number of the supporters of these Columbus statues. What's your reaction to what Nancy Pelosi said?
It's pretty disgusting when one considers that Nancy D'Alessandro Pelosi, daughter of a gentleman who became congressman and mayor of the city, does not care about the statue that's being torn down in the neighborhood in which she grew up and in which a street is named for her. The fact is that this was not taken down by community action or by any governmental body or even a town meeting. It was a group called Baltimore Block that has agitated for years to tear down Columbus's statue, and then they went in the dead of night, brought it down, and threw it in the harbor. As one of their leaders retweeted after Columbus just got deported. Now, again, Ms. Pelosi may not care about that, but the fact is that when a community takes this into its own hands, and when Mayor Jack Young's office said that policemen protect people, not statues, then something is wrong. Certainly, the National Christopher Columbus Foundation and the Knights of Columbus think so, and their leaders told me they look forward to a partnership with the Jewish Defense League and the Ancient Order of Hibernians, hardly Italian groups, to protect statues of Columbus in the future.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, thank you very much once again for your insight.
Always a pleasure, and as we know, the news never takes a vacation.
And one quick addendum I want to mention very quickly because we have a second. Governor Hogan, Larry Hogan of Maryland, issued this tweet the other day. Quote, "It's disappointing that Speaker Pelosi has lost touch with the Baltimore community that her family served. While efforts toward peaceful change are welcome, there is no place in Maryland for lawlessness, vandalism, and destruction of public property. Our state and our nation need room for more constructive dialogue, not destruction. We will not let mobs do what they do. They do not represent Baltimore." The words of Larry Hogan on Twitter. 7:25, Saturday morning update. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer coming up and KT McFarland.
Come summer in Old Bay and enjoy breathtaking views of blue skies, grass overtaken by weeds, and your neighbor taking the trash out shirtless. Sip an Old Bay Bloody Mary as you relax in a lawn chair overlooking the kiddie pool and the trampoline. And savor Old Bay steamed shrimp as you take in the calm, tranquil sound of your husband going to town with the weed whacker. Old Bay, You don't just like it.
Select Auto Imports would like to express our deep gratitude to our hero first responders and healthcare workers who are working hard to defeat COVID-19. Select Auto Imports would like to welcome you to the future of car buying from the comfort of your own home. Visit our express store and handle all aspects of your purchase online at selectautoimports.com, and we'll deliver your new car to your home. Selectautoimports.com for the best selection of certified pre-owned luxury vehicles.
Hi, I'm Abe Abish, and for almost 20 years, I've been helping families all across the D.C. metro area retire successfully on their own terms. You know, the good thing about the stock market is that when it goes up, you can make money. And of course, the bad thing about the market is that it can also go down and you can lose money. Sometimes a lot of money. But you know, the really bad thing about the market, if it goes down shortly before you retire, you might not have enough time to make up those losses. Fortunately, there's a better way. You don't need to risk your future to that kind of market volatility. If you have any questions or concerns about how the market will affect your retirement income plan, give us a call at 571-577-9968. That's 571-577-9968. Or reach out to us anytime at retirementkeyradio.com.
By contacting us, you may be provided information about insurance products, including annuities, offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia license number 557877.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to let you know that my good friends at Renter's Warehouse are in heavy demand right now in D.C. for three reasons. One, the rental market is booming. People rent in uncertain times, and homes are getting leased fast. Two, with professional video marketing and self-showing technology, Renter's Warehouse meets all health and safety guidelines for our social distancing world. And three, with regulations changing so quickly, more people are learning that using an experienced property manager is far less stressful than trying to do everything yourself. Now is not the time to DIY or mess with inexperienced property managers. For a low, flat monthly fee, Renter's Warehouse will take the grunt work off your plate with no upfront fees and no paperwork or 3 a.m. maintenance calls. Plus, they can help you turn your part-time rental into a full-time cash flow machine. Go to rwdcnova.com to book your free home rental price analysis today, or call 571-489-8134. 571-489-8134. Renter's Warehouse, DC Nova. You'll always have a home with us.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Heather Curtis. The president's longtime friend Roger Stone avoids a prison sentence. The president commuted his more than three-year sentence yesterday. Stone was found guilty of lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstructing the White House investigation into whether President Trump's campaign colluded with Russia in 2016.
This is from the press secretary saying, at this time, and in light of the egregious facts and circumstances surrounding his unfair prosecution, arrest, and trial, the president has determined to commute his sentence. Roger Stone has already suffered greatly. He was treated very unfairly, as were many others in this case. Roger Stone is now a free man.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch says in-person voting for November's election puts Marylanders in danger as the pandemic continues. He adds in a statement it also risks disenfranchising thousands of eligible voters. He's asking Governor Larry Hogan to reverse course and authorize a vote-by-mail election in the November presidential general election. Thursday, Hogan told the Board of Elections to open all in-person voting locations. In sports, the National Hockey League will drop the puck with a 5-game schedule of Stanley Cup qualifiers on Saturday, August 1st. The National Hockey League Players Association and NHL ratified a 4-year extension of the collective bargaining agreement and a return-to-play plan yesterday. WMAL traffic and weather next.
Come summer in Old Bay and enjoy breathtaking views of blue skies, grass overtaken by weeds, and your neighbor taking the trash out shirtless. Sip an Old Bay Bloody Mary as you relax in a lawn chair overlooking the kiddie pool and the trampoline. And savor Old Bay steamed shrimp as you take in the calm, tranquil sound of your husband going to town with the weed whacker. Old Bay, you don't just like it.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Let's talk buttons. Not the buttons on your clothes. I'm talking the kind you press. Fresh cup of coffee? A button. Top floor of an office building? Just a simple click. Everyday buttons make our lives easier. If you have sleep apnea and can't use CPAP, there's a button that can help you go from this to this. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with just the click of a remote. That's right, a button. It's a small device placed during a same-day outpatient procedure. Simply click the button on the Inspire remote before you fall asleep. As you sleep, Inspire keeps you breathing normally and sleeping peacefully. If you struggle with CPAP, great sleep awaits at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com. Inspire. Sleep apnea innovation. No mask, no hose, just sleep.
Inspire's not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Virginia, in Vienna, watch out for a disabled vehicle on 66 westbound, just west of Nutley Street. Looks like that is blocking the right lane, so use extra caution there. Also, watch out for some road work in Manassas, westbound on 66 between Business 234 and the Prince William Parkway along the right side, and eastbound between Haymarket and the Prince William Parkway. That is along the left side. Watch out for some delays through that work zone. In Maryland, there is some road work northbound on 95 at the Patuxent River Bridge in the left lane. That not causing any delays right now. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
The heat and humidity continues across the region today with partly cloudy skies, high temperatures in the lower 90s. It'll feel like the mid to upper 90s at times through the afternoon. Also, isolated showers possible between 1 and 7 o'clock. Tonight, though, drying out, partly cloudy, lows in the 60s in the suburbs, lower 70s downtown. For your Sunday, highs again in the lower 90s under partly cloudy skies. Not quite as humid, but there is a chance for some evening storms. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett, the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Summer fun is here today, and now it's time to date your way. At It's Just Lunch, our clients feel the importance of connection like never before. They have different personalities and interests, and they have different comfort levels. Maybe you're ready now to get out for lunch or drinks at a restaurant. Or maybe you'd rather start with a date pre-arranged for you in a virtual setting before you venture out. Whatever your comfort level, the professional matchmakers at It's Just Lunch are the experts at customizing your dates in an easy, low-pressure setting. Our philosophy is that when it comes to dating, there's a time and a place, but most importantly, there's a person. We customize all three to fit you, because in the end, it's not how you date, it's who you date. When you're ready to find meaningful connections, you know where to find us, right by your side, ready to deliver the right matches at the right time, in the right way. Date your way today by visiting itsjustlunchdc.com or call 202-466-6699. It's Just Lunch. Connection awaits with guaranteed dates.
University of Maryland Global Campus was established to bring a respected state university education to working adults at home and abroad. 70 years ago, we sent professors overseas to educate service members and their families on military installations and on the front lines. Today, we're online because that's where working adults need us. That's where you need us. We'll support your commitment to being a successful student with services that fit your lifestyle. And we offer more than 90 programs and specializations for where you are and where you want to be. University of Maryland University College is now University of Maryland Global Campus. We go the distance because times have changed, but what we're made for hasn't. Learn the latest skills to get moving and get ahead. Earn an undergraduate or graduate degree or certificate from the university that has been a pioneer in online learning for over 20 years. Classes start August 19th. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
7:37, Saturday morning update, WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us. He is the author of Operation Dark Heart and also the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning.
Hey, Rick. Always great to be on. Thanks for having me.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who testified against President Trump in the Democrats' fall impeachment trial, made headlines this week after he announced his retirement from the Army, citing, quote, bullying, intimidation, and retaliation from Trump. Clearly not going quietly. You wrote an op-ed piece at amgreatness.com that discusses Lieutenant Colonel Vindman and Senator Tammy Duckworth.
Yeah. Well, the summary of it is very simple. Vindman did things to discredit himself and the uniform. He leaked information to Eric Cucamonga, the whistleblower, that apparently was classified. There was contradictions in his own statements during his testimony during the impeachment. And to make a very brief summary, he should be essentially investigated for Article 32 for violations of the UCMJ. Senator Duckworth has put over 1,000 members of the U.S. Army's promotion on hold because of the Vindman issue. The two issues are closely related by the fact that you now have a senator, Senator Duckworth, who served honorably and was actually injured badly in combat, lost her legs, became a disabled veteran, and Vindman, who took the oath of office, both crossing the line and deciding to use their positions for political partisan attacks rather than doing the hard work of protecting the nation. That's simply what it is. And what I find frightening, and I know this is going to probably get some folks fired up, but I find frightening about this is that during World War II, right before World War II, in Germany, there was a signaling done in the German army, where if you wanted to be promoted, you had to have a certain party designation. And what she's signaling here is if you want to get promoted now, you have to have a D next to your name. That's what the Nazis did in the German army, is actually start pushing the idea that you had to be a party member to be successful. So that's how serious this all is. The idea here that to be a Vindman, you must have something next to your name and do something political to be promoted. So it's a very dangerous president, and I don't think people understand how dangerous this really is, how they're playing this political game with people who have signed up to support and defend the Constitution of the nation, and that's all they wanted to do. So this is very serious.
And your opinion piece is entitled Duckworth's Decimation of National Security, and it is available at amgreatness.com. All right, want to turn to a story that is reported, interestingly enough, at rt.com.
Yeah.
President Donald Trump's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn, was, quote, not acting as an agent of Russia. by the FBI's own determination. Yet the Mueller probe was based on that claim, and his legal odyssey still continues. New evidence provided by the Justice Department by Flynn's legal team this week, made public on Friday. What did it say?
It said essentially that the targeting memo that we all know about now actually did contain information that indicated that Mueller himself knew that Flynn was innocent. There was multiple memos. As a matter of fact, this is available on Twitter. Anybody can go look at this. There's a Twitter guy named Technofog. It's on there that outlines all of the different documentation that's been released that supports the fact that Sidney Powell, Mike Flynn's attorney, is correct. General Flynn was set up. And it indicates that Mueller himself knew all along that there was no collusion. The FBI itself had assessed and concluded that there was no Russian collusion and no Mike Flynn was not working for the Russians. So that's it. The fact is that everybody now knows this. The question becomes what to do about it. And I think that's what's going to be more interesting over the next few weeks.
And you participated in a roundtable discussion yesterday, actually, regarding Russia. What would you say the highlights coming out of that are?
So, yeah, I was actually, this is interesting. I was on Chinese TV talking about the Russians. And what came out of that was, interestingly enough, both, you cannot trust the Russians. And I say this in the interview. But with that said, I don't think they're guilty in this case of some of the nonsense they've been accused of, especially the so-called bounty on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. Rick, anybody who works national security in this town knows that the Russians are not our friends. At the same time, they're not our enemies. They're competitors, and they will do things to undermine our ability. Will they attack elections? Absolutely. Will they do things to destabilize otherwise secure countries? If it's in their interest, they will do so. With that said, there's things we can do to cooperate with them, and President Trump has played very much the role of Ronald Reagan with the Russians, trust but verify. And I think that's where we're at. And I think the Democrats' constant poking the Russian bear for purposes of trying to make political points literally is not helpful, because it creates problems that President Trump and the nation have to deal with that they simply don't care about.
And there were further comments this week about the supposed bounty payments, and even the Defense Secretary Esper is saying, no, it really wasn't happening.
Yeah. Everybody who's been briefed on the specific details and what has been presented as counter details from NSA have come away, even the Democrats, saying, yeah, there's probably no real hard evidence here. Do I believe, Rick, that there was a report incidental to a special operation where someone said, hey, the Russians are paying us to kill Americans? I have no doubt that there was a report of that. However, as someone who's been in combat who has to deal with trying to vet and validate raw information, that information should never have been leaked. And, oh, by the way, I'm hearing that people are being polygraphed at CIA, because apparently someone at CIA leaked the information. And so that itself should be an interesting story as things develop over the next couple weeks.
And, Tony, I want to close it out with a quick clip from Colin Powell about this story.
Our military commanders on the ground did not think that it was as serious a problem as the newspapers were reporting and television was reporting. It got almost hysterical in the first few days.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, thank you very much as always.
Rick, always great to be on with you. Thank you.
And again, you'll find Tony's opinion piece at mgreatness.com. 7:45 Saturday morning update. KT McFarland is coming up next, but first, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Virginia, on 66 westbound, west of Nutley Street, there is a disabled vehicle in the right lane. Use caution there. And eastbound, you will find some slow-going traffic through the work zone between U.S. 15 and Haymarket and Business 234. They're doing some utility work along the left side until about 10:30 this morning. And also, you will find the road work westbound on 66 between Business 234 and the Prince William Parkway, and that is along the right side. Also, traveling in Maryland on North Bend 95, north of 198, there is left lane construction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
The heat wave rolls on today, day number 16 in a row with temperatures in the 90s. Expect highs in the lower 90s this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Some isolated showers could pop up between 1 and 7 o'clock. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the 60s in the suburbs, lower 70s downtown. For your Sunday, partly cloudy, not quite as humid. Storms possible late, mainly after 7 o'clock, highs in the lower 90s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Leggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
76 degrees at 7:46 on the Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Have you met a true hero lately? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and I've been thinking about heroes that I work with. Take Reese, for example, one of our store managers. Reese served in Afghanistan and sustained significant injuries when his MRAP vehicle was disabled by an IED. He was told he would never walk without a cane. However, after he was fitted with Good Feet arch supports, he was able to walk without a limp and without a cane. His service as a manager is exemplary, and we are proud to have Reese on the Good Feet team. The story doesn't stop there, though. Reese fell in love and got married to a beautiful nurse named Erica. And during this pandemic, who was on the front lines taking care of COVID-19 patients? You guessed it, Erica. Heroes tend to stick together. The Good Feet store says thank you to all of our heroes. We especially say thank you to the heroes among us, such as Reese and Erica, for the many ways they have served us all. Come by the Good Feet store and see what Good Feet Arch Supports can do for you. You never know. You might bump into a hero.
Businesses are starting to bounce back. But what if you could do better than that? What if you could adapt, deliver, and succeed in new ways with new customers? At Comcast Business, we're committed to helping you not just bounce back, but bounce forward. That's why we're offering a powerful and reliable internet solution now for only $69.99 a month for 24 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, get free installation when you order online. It'll help you stay ahead with a network you can count on. Stay connected with 24/7 support and thrive with flexible solutions that work wherever you are. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go online today to find out more. Comcast Business. Offer ends 8/9/2020. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 100 megabits internet. Free install offer applies to one outlet. Early termination fee applies. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra. Subject to change.
Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should too. University of Maryland Global Campus, formerly University of Maryland University College, was made to serve the military and working adults like you. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so you can get started with convenient online learning that fits your schedule, by recognizing your accomplishments with credits you can earn for what you know, by providing no-cost online resources replacing most textbooks because a college education can fit your budget too, and with no SAT or GRE required for most programs. University of Maryland Global Campus, made for you. Learn the latest skills to get moving and get ahead. Earn an undergraduate or graduate degree or certificate from the university that has been a pioneer in online learning for over 20 years. Classes start August 19th. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Saturday morning update on WMAL. It's 7:49. We are joined by KT McFarland, former Deputy National Security Advisor in the Trump administration, the author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. KT, good morning.
Good morning.
Big news story came out last night. Roger Stone, his sentence has been commuted. Now, this is not a pardon by President Trump. It is a commutation of his sentence. A lot of talk about that, the Democratic congressional leadership going absolutely insane overnight and this morning. Wanted to get a different take on it because you know Roger Stone. You've known him a long time. And tell us what we need to know about Roger Stone that we're not hearing anywhere else.
Like, he's kind of a goofball. I mean, I've known him since the Nixon administration, and he was obsessed with Richard Nixon. In the 1972 campaign, for example, Roger, who was a young campaign aide, he would do, like, dirty tricks. And his tricks, I mean, they seem so harmless in today's environment. But he would order, like, 100 pizzas and have them delivered to a McGovern campaign event and, you know, not paid for in advance, for example. Or there was one event where he ordered thousands of balloons to be up on the ceiling. And then as one of the people coming out to speak for McGovern went up to the podium, all the balloons came down. I mean, that was the kind of stuff he did. He was a braggart, and he made stuff up, and he puffed himself up. And, you know, he walked around Manhattan sort of with these very tightly tailored suits that would show off his muscles and his biceps. He was kind of a joke, and he had a screw loose. But that's no reason to give him a death sentence because, you know, if Roger Stone at 70, whatever he is, 67 years old, if he went to prison right now, he'd probably die of the coronavirus. And I don't think that's any reason to put Roger Stone in jail. And Trump gains nothing by giving him this commutation. But frankly, it's the humane thing to do, and Trump will get a lot of heat. As we've already seen, the Democrats will go nuts. On the other hand, somebody like Adam Schiff, who knowingly lied to the American people about the Russia collusion story, what's happening to him? I mean, he's chairman of a House committee. He's celebrated by the left. You know, he's not going to jail, and he probably should.
You know, it's funny. I watch Google News website on my computer, and I look last night, and there's a headline, Trump commutes Roger Stone's sentence. Here's why he did it. And it's 9.5 minutes of Jeffrey Toobin and Anderson Cooper and Preet Bharara talking about it. They don't mention anything about coronavirus. The irony is, immediately under that headline at Google News is California could release up to 8,000 prisoners to prevent coronavirus spread, officials say. And it's just ironic that nobody is mentioning the health implications here, which I think is probably a part of what was behind Trump's motivation.
That's the reason.
Because as you say, Trump really doesn't have anything to gain politically by this.
No. And anybody who knows Roger Stone, I mean, he's a lot of things, but he's not worthy of a death sentence, which is
all right. Cybersecurity, it gets a little pushed back to the rear burner these days because of everything else going on front and center in the news. Cybersecurity is a big deal, and I know you've been talking about it this week. And what do you see as some of the real concerns right now?
Well, the TikTok thing. I mean, Mike Pompeo was right when he said, when he was asked, well, you know, should you use TikTok? And he said, yeah, only if you want the Chinese military looking in on everything you're doing. But it's much bigger than that. I mean, and this is the seminal issue that, of course, the press is, they're much more concerned with, you know, Roger Stone than they are with the future of the nation and the future of world security. Huawei and the 5G internet, the infrastructure of the future, right, the internet infrastructure is going to be built, and in a lot of places it's going to be built by the Chinese. And the Chinese have a law that says that any Chinese company has to turn over everything, all information, whatever the Chinese military asks, they by law have to turn it over to the Chinese military. So we're now about to have the Chinese military in charge of the world Internet of Things, because 5G will, it is the Internet of the future. It's going to be what determines, you know, it's how self-driving cars, it's not just faster downloading of movies, but it's all about the Internet of Things. So are we really going to sit back and watch the Chinese take over the world's communication system? Now, part of it is our own problem, because in the Bush and Obama administrations, everybody was so preoccupied with the Middle East, and in the Obama administration, so preoccupied with, you know, not defending America, that we allowed the Chinese industries and businesses to get a leg up on us, and we cut back on our technology investments as a nation, which was pretty stupid of us. But I still think that the whole TikTok is just the tip of the iceberg of what's going to happen in 5-10 years, which is that the Chinese military is going to control all internet communications, which I find really terrifying.
And I want to turn to Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. Said he was bullied. He's leaving. We talked to Tony Schaefer a few minutes about it, but I wanted to get your perspective.
Oh, suck it up. You know, look, Vindman is the epitome of the swamp. When he testified during the impeachment hearings, he said that with regard to Ukraine policy, President Trump wasn't following the approved interagency government policy towards Ukraine. I mean, it is the perfect example why the country hates Washington. The attitude in Washington and the professional bureaucracy and the people in the swamp, who are the swamp, it's, hey, presidents come, presidents go, we're here forever. You can't fire us. You can't get rid of us. we're the guys in charge. And we think in 2016 the American people were stupid and made a mistake, elected the wrong guy, so we're not going to pay any attention to him. In fact, we're going to try to sabotage his administration. And to me, Vindman is the perfect example of that. And here he was, a guy who was trying to take down the President of the United States, and now he's whining. My advice to him, suck it up. Ooh, yeah. I guess I shouldn't have probably said that on the air, should
oh,
I?
Oh,
anyway,
that's okay.
I'm on a roll.
Interesting story in the Washington Post, but of course it's an opinion piece by Mark Thiessen, and he's typically a conservative opinion writer. Trump confirms in an interview a U.S. cyber attack on Russia. This was back to protect us in the midterms against Russia. I will be very interested to see how much story this story plays out across the country, how much coverage it gets, because it's Trump taking action against Russia, which is something you probably won't hear in many of the mainstream media outlets.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is that the author of that article, Mark Thiessen, he's not a Trump lover. He's a Republican, yes, a conservative, yes, but definitely has been very critical of President Trump in many things in the past. So the fact that he's writing about it, I thought was interesting. Look, the thing, there's one thing to remember about President Trump. He says a lot of things. Don't listen to what he says. Watch what he does. And that's what the media refuses to do. Why? Because the swamp media, the swamp press corps, they're all they do is talk about what people say. You know, Adam Schiff, what does he say? Not what he really does. President Trump, what does he say? What does he tweet? Not what he really does. Well, what has he really done in the last 2 weeks that should be of note that the press corps isn't paying any attention to? He's admitted to the fact that in 2018, the reason we didn't have interference in our election was because he took decisive action against the Russians. Now, he's accused of being pro-Russian. They're rattling around the old Russia collusion thing. Donald Trump, he's Vladimir Putin's puppet. But what has Donald Trump done? He's increased U.S. military defense spending. He has criticized the Europeans for becoming dependent economically on Russia because of the oil gas pipeline. And he's made the U.S. energy independent. I mean, all of those things have been devastating for Russia, not to mention the sanctions. The other thing that happened last week that nobody's paid any attention to is that the Obama administration has basically ceded the South China Sea, the world's most important maritime trade route, had ceded it to the Chinese government so that they're claiming it's like an internal Chinese lake. But what President Trump did was send two carrier battle groups to the South China Sea last week, you know, two of our five operational battle groups that are actually at sea. So a big and a significant percentage of the United States Navy was in the South China Sea last week to tell the Chinese, you're not getting rid of us. We are not ceding the South China Sea to the Chinese. And so both of those things are major developments in global and geopolitics, and yet what's everybody paying attention to? Whatever Trump's latest tweet was. Always watch what he does. Don't bother with what he says, because he says a lot of dumb stuff, and he says a lot of smart stuff, but what he does is pretty significant.
Well, you can find out a lot more about how he operates in KT's book, Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. It's a great read, and if you want to get it right away, the Kindle version is available at Amazon.com, or, of course, you can also order the hardcover. KT McFarland, as always, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
It's 8 o'clock. That's it for the Saturday morning update. The news is next, and then it's Garden Sense right here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station.